Sports. Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the state high school football playoffs, half of them finished up yesterday. In the first game of the day, Tanner Utesh scored 3 touchdowns. He passed for 2, and he caught a TD pass to lead MMC past Don Bosco 51-16 for the 8-man state championship. Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn dominated a Don Bosco team that had scored 78 points in the semifinals, and they capped a season of firsts. It was the school's first year of 8-man football, their first appearance in the title game, and it came under a first-year coach in Kyle Oswald. The Eagles built a 37-0 lead in Cedar Falls when Utesh jumped over a couple of defenders to catch an 8-yard scoring pass from running back Andrew Heffling with 38 seconds left in the first half. Don Bosco was shut out at 51-0 until Jake Hogan threw a couple of TD passes in the final 5 minutes as MMC wins the title. Stone Kane barreled into the end zone from a yard out with a minute 39 left to give Wapsie Valley a 21-14 victory over Hinton yesterday in the Class A state championship game. Wapsie Valley drove 80 yards in 9 plays for the winning touchdown after Hinton's Matthias Gross-Holtick hooked a 28-yard field goal try. It's the 5th state title for Wapsie Valley, which has also won championships in 1A and 2A. Hinton, a surprise finalist after winning 3 road games in the playoffs, saw its final hopes end when Jason Vanderkooy's pass after a double reverse was intercepted. Also last night, Josie Jewell led Decorah's power running game with 160 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Vikings beat Bishop Heland Catholic 49-21 to win the Class 3A state title. Holt Johansson added 2 touchdowns for Decorah, while Jacob Vale scored 1 and passed for 1 as the Vikings won their first state title since 1989, their 5th overall. Heland, which has won 3 titles, lost in the championship game for the 8th time. 3 more championship games finish off the football season today at the Dome. In Class 1A, the championship has Iowa City Regina up against St. Albert. The Falcons at 12-1, while the Royals of Regina come in at 13-0. As a matter of fact, more impressive than the 13-0, they're gunning for their 42nd consecutive victory if they can win the title game this morning. That one kicks off at 11:06 today. In Class 2A, Spirit Lake will take a 12-1 mark into a game against a 13-0 Mediapolis squad. And then tonight in the 4A championship, it's Cedar Rapids Xavier facing off against Ankeny. Both those teams are undefeated. Well, the Cyclones haven't been to a postseason game in back-to-back years since the 05-06 seasons when they went under former coach Dan McCarney. Paul Rhodes' program has only been, well, the Cyclones as a program have only been to 11 in a pretty meager bowl history. That includes the Pinstripe Bowl against Rutgers last December. Paul Rhodes' Iowa State team, though, can become eligible if they can beat Kansas on the road Saturday or beat West Virginia in the season finale next week. Well, the Buffalo Bills have won their first primetime home game since the opener of the 2000 season by holding off the Miami Dolphins 19-14 last night. Both those AFC teams are 4-6. Leotis McKelvin scored on a 79-yard punt return, and the Bills' often maligned defense finally flexed its muscles as Jarius Byrd recovered a fumble and made a diving interception. Brian Scott sealed the win with an interception to end the Dolphins' last drive, and Mario Williams had 1 of 3 sacks for a Buffalo defense that limited the Ryan Tannehill-led Dolphins to just 184 yards last night. Kansas City Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli has often said that free agency is a flawed way to build a team where players available are often overpriced or on the downside of their careers. Sure, it's always necessary to sign a few guys to plug holes, but Pioli would much rather draft the right guys, develop them from within the organization, and generate the kind of stability that's made franchises such as the Pittsburgh Steelers the model of NFL success. Problems arise, though, when you don't draft the right guys. The result? That's a 1-8 record. Chiefs offensive lineman John Osemoah will miss Sunday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals after surgery on one of his thumbs. Wide receiver John Baldwin has not been cleared after a head injury sustained in last week's game against Pittsburgh, and he's unlikely to be available. Tight end Jake O'Connell also is expected to miss the game with an ankle injury. The Chiefs have been ravaged by injuries this season. Center Rodney Hudson, tight end Kevin Boss, and defensive end Glenn Dorsey are all on injured reserve, while quarterbacks Matt Castle and Brady Quinn have both sustained concussions. Russ Hochstein is likely to start in place of Osemoah on the line, while Steve Breston and Dexter McCluster would help fill the void at the wide receiver spot left by Baldwin. San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh has been sent to the hospital for a minor procedure after doctors discovered that he had an irregular heartbeat. The 49ers anticipate Harbaugh will be back at the team's facility today, though it's unclear in what capacity. Assistant head coach and special teams coordinator Brad Seeley oversaw team meetings in that afternoon practice. Cleveland may be missing its top cornerback, Joe Hayden, Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. He missed practice because of an oblique strain. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler missed practice, and his playing status remains in question because of a concussion. If he can't go against San Francisco, backup Jason Campbell will likely get the start. New York Jets owner Woody Johnson is disappointed by his team's performance, saying he didn't sign up for a 3-6 season. He insists he didn't bring in quarterback Tim Tebow just to sell tickets. Johnson would not comment on the immediate futures of coach Rex Ryan or general manager Mike Tannenbaum. The Washington Redskins say coach Mike Shanahan had money and a passport stolen from the locker room during the road game against the Pittsburgh Steelers last month. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Roy Devon Marble scored 22 points as the Iowa Hawkeyes rolled to a 66-36 victory over Howard in college basketball action last night. The Hawkeyes improved to 3-0 with that victory.
Well, in the first half, I felt like I just wanted to come in and be aggressive. My teammates, Mike and Whitey and those guys, they were getting me open, finding me, and I was just making shots.
Aaron White had 16 points for the Hawkeyes. Marble says he's been working to become a better defensive player.
I'm in better shape, and that was a key coming in. I had to get in much better shape than I was last year, and I am. Like when I had to play, when I played the 40 against Central, I wasn't tired, and I was still able to play at a high level. I was able to play here today, only playing 29, but I have to play defense. I have to be able to guard the other best player on the court. I got to become a better all-around player, and that was a goal coming into this season, and I'm going to stick to it.
It's still early, but Coach Fran McCaffrey says he likes what he's seeing from his team.
Well, obviously we're better defensively, and I think that was one thing we had to find out, partly because we've got fresh bodies out there, but we're putting better ball pressure on at the point of attack. We're rebounding well. We're sharing the basketball. We've got a very unselfish team. So a lot of things to like.
Iowa hosts Gardner Webb Saturday night. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 6 o'clock is the pregame. In top 25 college hoops last night, T.J. Warren had 22 points and 8 rebounds, leading 6th-ranked North Carolina State to a 72-55 win over Penn State in the opening round of the Puerto Rico tip-off. Christian Watford had 24 points to help top-ranked Indiana rout Sam Houston State 99-45 in the Progressive Legends Classic. Russ Smith scored a game-high 18 points, as Number two, Louisville, routed Samford 80-54. Freshman guard Ben McLemore had 25 points and 8 rebounds, as number seven, Kansas, used a big second-half charge to beat Chattanooga 69-55. Number 12, Arizona, beat UTEP 72-51. 13th-ranked UCLA opened a 63-29 halftime lead as they cruised past James Madison 100-70. And Pierre Jackson had a season-high 31 points as the 16th-ranked Baylor Bears rallied in the second half to beat Boston College 84-74. In the Charleston Classic. In the NBA last night, just three games. It was Brooklyn over Boston 102-97, New York beating San Antonio 104-100, and Miami got by Denver 98-93. The Mike D'Antoni era in Los Angeles has begun on crutches. The new LA Lakers coach moved smoothly on crutches while his Lakers went through drills orchestrated by his assistant coach and brother Dan. Although D'Antoni surgically replaced knee is slowing him down a bit, he couldn't wait any longer to get the Lakers rolling. D'Antoni says he's very happy to be here, excited. He echoed Lakers GM Mitch Kupchak, saying the Lakers are built to win now, adding, "This is not a five-year project. We have a window, and we're going to try and get through it." D'Antoni formally took over the Lakers 4 days after the slow-starting club hired him to replace Mike Brown. Brown was fired after a 1-4 start. The Lakers are now 3-5 after going 2-1 under interim coach Bernie Bickerstaff. D'Antoni is expected to make his sideline debut with the Lakers Sunday night against Houston. Well, as expected, San Francisco catcher Buster Posey has been named the most valuable player in the National League. He came back from a devastating injury in 2011 to lead the Giants to the World Series. The 25-year-old was listed first on 27 of the 32 ballots submitted by writers representing each league city to score 422 points. He also was the National League batting champion with a .336 average, joining two-time winner Ernie Lombardi as the only catchers in the league's history to win batting titles. Posey won the National League's Rookie of the Year in 2010. In the American League, Detroit slugger Miguel Cabrera is the MVP. He was baseball's first Triple Crown winner since 1967, hitting .333 with 44 homers and 139 runs batted in. He was listed first on 22 of 28 ballots. LA's Mike Trout was the runner-up just days after being named winner of the American League Rookie of the Year award. Trout hit .326 with 30 home runs and 83 RBIs. He led the league in runs scored with 129 and stolen bases with 49. And negotiations had already hit a wall in the ongoing hockey labor fight, and now the National Hockey League has suggested the sides take an official 2-week break before getting back to the bargaining table. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman floated the idea of a break to Players Association Executive Director Donald Fehr. The union hasn't responded to the league yet. The hockey lockout is entering its third month. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.